The bill would fund a federal green bank with at least $10 billion to provide loans, insurance, and other support for energy efficiency and clean energy projects. Democratic Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty says for every taxpayer dollar that's gone into the Connecticut Green Bank that's a model for this, the state's been able to leverage $10 of private financing.
This is a great opportunity to share Connecticut's successful model of innovation for creating jobs, cleaning up the environment, spurring innovation, and to allow other states to do the same thing.
So far, the legislation doesn't have any Republican co-sponsors. Esty says it should get bipartisan support. It'll likely face challenges getting through the Republican majority of the House. Republicans have hammered the Obama administration for its support of Solyndra, a solar panel company that went bankrupt in 2011.
People have taken quite seriously the lessons of Solyndra, and certainly the state looked at that in establishing a very accountable and transparent board that could get the job done and the public could rest assured that these were responsible projects.
Democratic Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut is also a co-sponsor of the bill. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.